Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
I'm Jim Colony, back on the Fan Morning Show. Again, for the very first time. And I think this is it for me until maybe that Bucco talk. When Bucco talk goes away, I'll resurface on Saturday mornings for a couple of hours, probably twice a month, something like that. When it's too cold to golf, so this is going to be it. So if you want to chat, give me a call 412-928-9370. That is also the text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury firm. Well, they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So you can text us, and we won't read it because neither of us can get into the account, which I was frozen out of. So maybe I can figure it out during one of the breaks that we have and get in. But I don't even know if I can access my email here. Well, I don't know. My stuff has changed because of the laptop thing yesterday. I'm not sure if I can get into the email. I may try to do that. I'll get frozen out of that, and then the computer will go off, and then I'll have absolutely nothing. But this is a huge 2 weeks for the Pirates. It really is. Before the All-Star break, they've got 7 games at home versus St. Louis, and then 6 games at Milwaukee, and then against the worst team in the majors, the Chicago White Sox. And I started to make a prediction regarding Paul Skenes. If they skipped, Jarrett Jones' start was skipped to try to conserve his innings, even though you want him to pitch. The Pirates need to win some games here, especially this week. So you're not going to, Skenes isn't going to skip games against St. Louis and against the Mets. They're not going to do that. And they're not going to skip a Paul Skenes start at home. You're not going to do that because he is must-see. He's must-see TV. He's must-see in person. So they're not going to skip over one of his starts at home. They will skip one of his starts at some point. And it's going to be on the road. It had better not be in Milwaukee or even in Chicago, because you've got 13 games coming up here and he needs to pitch in 3 of them. That's the way it should work. And you want Keller to pitch in 3 of them. You want Jones to pitch in 3 of them. Heck, you probably want Bailey Falter to pitch in 3 of them the way that he rebounded his last time out. And this is a crucial time because if they, you know, they lose games like they did on Saturday, where you have it. They might have lost the game anyway. They might have lost it anyway, even if they had taken the lead. They would have been ahead by 1 run, and then the other guys are going to have, you know, the Braves are going to have a runner at second base in their half of the 10th inning, and well, we saw what happened anyway. So who knows? In fact, based on the way that started, right? They would have ended up with 2. They probably would have ended up with 2 runs. Because they would have had a man on second with nobody out again. At any rate, You can't afford to lose games like that. You can't afford to trot out lineups like they did when they had a chance to win a series in St. Louis, and then they just I can't remember what the lineup was exactly, but you can't be sitting. McCutchen can't be sitting out. Brian Reynolds can't be sitting out, and at this point, Tellez can't be sitting out. He needs to play. So you need to put your best foot forward here, and even the Pirates' best foot doesn't contain a whole lot of offense. That's not a very strong foot. But the Pirates need to do the best they can. They can't afford to screw around, because this is going to make a difference. Here's something else that just popped into my head. Okay, are the Pirates going to be buyers or sellers? And we want the Pirates to be buyers. And as usual, they're not going to compete for the like Robert, the guy from Chicago. The Pirates aren't even listed as being in on that guy, even though they should be. But the national baseball guys like Rosenthal and Jason Stark and all those guys that follow this stuff, Keith Law, they don't even list the Pirates as a potential landing spot for this guy, because that's not the way the Pirates do business. So it's not even thinking of that. But let's just say the Pirates end up being sellers. Let's say they go 3-10 over these 13 games. That would be awful, wouldn't it? I mean, Callis, you just made this face. I mean, it was.
I hope it doesn't happen.
It was no, but you just made like the bitter beer, whatever that old commercial was for Keystone Light, like the bitter beer face or something. It was just. I mean, it was. I don't think you could replicate that. But unless I said they went, what if they go like 2-11? See, that's even worse than 3-10.
Yeah.
But if they do something like that, or probably worse, I know Doran or Zangrilli, one of the two, maybe both, made the observation that over the next 10 games, they'll probably go 5-5, just because that's what they've done. But if it goes south and they don't do well and they become sellers, who's going to want to buy what the Pirates are selling? Who are they going to sell? They really don't have any. Do they have anybody who's attractive? And we're not talking about, we're not talking about McCutchen, Reynolds, well, Hayes. Obviously the top three pitchers. Maybe Bailey Falter. They could deal to somebody if a team needed a left-hander, and they're enamored with the way that he has pitched over the first half of the season for the most part. But what do they have to? What do they have that other teams want? And at this point, if you're the Pirates, I get, what, does Tellez have value now all of a sudden because he had a good month of June? Or I think most people would be skeptical and would expect him to one of Neil Huntington's favorite phrase. Well, actually, it wouldn't be a regression to the mean, because he couldn't regress from where he started. So he's actually kind of the opposite of regressing. He's actually getting better and approaching what should be the mean.
Have you heard of the magic toe tap with Roddy Tellez, actually?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talked to Joe Starkey, the Joe Starkey Show, the other week.
I did hear about it. And he probably came up with that. Who do we credit for that? Himself?
Andy Haynes?
Zangrilli's talking with Derek Shelton. I mean, Zangrilli's talking to some folks that, now, not to steal his thunder, but, I mean, he's got some information that this starts from the top, the screwing up the hitters.
Yeah.
Meaning the manager. That other guys, but however it worked, whatever he did, then it worked. Wasn't Henry Davis supposed to go back to the way he was in college?
Yeah, that's why when they shut him down to the minors. Yeah,
he was and now they shut him down again because of. And you know, I hope he's okay. I've never met him. The people that have dealt with him, and I've read and seen his interviews. He seems like a decent young man, and he's obviously got some ability. Even if he shouldn't have been drafted first overall, he was still going to be somebody's first round draft pick, right? I mean, you follow this stuff, Nick. That he would have been, maybe not 1-1, but he would have been, top 10, top 50, somewhere in the top 10. Somebody would have drafted him, maybe 5th, 6th, whatever.
He had a lot of potential. He was.
Yeah, and then that potential has not been realized, like a lot of people that the Pirates have drafted and failed to develop. At any rate, who do they have that they can trade? Michael A. Taylor?
Nope.
No, and Olivares, any of those guys, I don't see what are you going to get for the proverbial bag of baseballs.
Yeah, you're not going to get a lot.
No, and so it's not like it's worth them making any moves, but I just you just like to see them do something. But what's interesting, we'll get into the Penguins later on couple times. Because what they did yesterday was very Pirate-esque. Didn't it appear that way to you? With the guys
with
that
they signed
the guys that they brought in.
Cheap guys.
But they, you know, at least I've heard of them. And I thought that, and they've had flashes. And even going back to Kevin Hayes, like I mentioned yesterday, if they traded for this guy 7 years ago, all right, you know, now we're talking. But actually, he would have been too slow for the Penguins 7 years ago with the team that they put together.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is that the one guy in the Penguins lineup that you would consider a quote-unquote slug was Phil Kessel. And Kessel was actually really fast. He just looked like, you know, the way he was built, he just looked like a recreational player, like a beer league guy. but in fact he was real quick. Which you guys all know that stuff. And Hayes was a guy that played well against the Penguins, as I remember, or maybe I've got a selective memory here. But at any rate, the Pirates, they don't have anybody they can really sell to get anything back that's worth getting anything back.
That's why it's so important for them to win, though, too, because their big lure right now is their prospects in the minors. They've got an abundance of them to be able to trade off.
But supposedly they're not, and people have said they wouldn't. And other people, I know Dan Zangrilli mentioned Dan O'Dowd, a former major league executive, said basically something to the effect of, maybe I'm oversimplifying, that he wouldn't trade any of their young pitchers, meaning like, you know, Solometo, Bubba Chandler, mm-hmm. some of those other guys. But then every once in a while, when you check in on what those guys are doing, it looks like they're not exactly, you know, making it. I know Greensboro is a tough place to pitch with the ballpark and stuff like that, and you have to overlook some like home run stats, for example. But
Chandler, I think, pitched for the curve pretty well the other day.
Did he? But the thing is that I think he was one of the guys that the Pirates were able to draft and sign because of drafting Henry Davis 1-1.
Yeah.
That they signed Davis for less, and then they had more money that they could throw around to the high school kids like Lonnie White, who probably still is not healthy. I think Chandler was one of those guys. But the pitching is promising, but it doesn't matter about the pitching if you can't hit, you know. And the Pirates were lucky they didn't waste a Keller start a couple weeks ago, that Wednesday afternoon game when Reynolds homered in the eighth inning. Hunter Green was really good for the Reds, and he didn't, that was a tough loss for them because they can't hit either.
Yeah. Just,
and there's a lot of teams that, you know, this aversion to hitting. It's widespread around the majors. And then every once in a while, you know, you get somebody like, well, Aaron Judge. I mean, then you start talking about guys that are just a completely different entity than what we have here. Otani, speaking of deferred money. All right. So that's just some thoughts on the Pirates. And one thing I want to make clear, because you tweeted it out, or you didn't. Well, you tweeted out the segment where we talked about it, and I sort of threw out there about Skeens and the All-Star game that he might not go to the All-Star game because the Pirates don't want him to throw any pitches, mm-hmm. even if it's only an inning. That was not me saying that's what they should do. If somebody misconstrued that I'm thinking that's what they should do. No,
that's the whole point of Twitter. Just
absolutely
get a bunch of people misconstruing information.
Absolutely.
They usually just read the title. They don't actually watch the video. So watch the video and listen to our podcasts.
As Roger Clemens once famously said 40 years ago, that he was taken out of content and he was misinterpreted. Remember that quote? I think that was probably after he was trying to explain why he complained about, he said something about major league travel is tough. And back then it actually was kind of, because I think they flew commercial back then, but he talked about carrying his own luggage, and that didn't go over very well with the fan base when you've got a professional athlete complaining about carrying his own luggage. But that probably leads to one of those really weird baseball injuries. There was another one I read recently that somebody slipped in the locker room. Every time you hear something like that, like say a Pirates pitcher slamming his hand in the car door,
mm-hmm.
when in fact he might have hurt his hand doing something else, you know, like maybe punching somebody. But you know, some of these baseball injuries are just tough to believe. All right, so what do we got here? We got Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net, and you can see what Nick was just talking about, where he's got to be in the All-Star game. He's got to be. I mean, that's what you want to watch.
Yes.
And as I mentioned, you want to see him in the All-Star game, and you want to see him against, well, everybody in the All-Star game is like a is like a 3-4-5 hitter or a leadoff hitter, right? Everybody or number two, everybody's a top of the order hitter in the All-Star game,
yes.
or at least they should be. So you're going to, even if you face like 7, 8, 9 in an All-Star lineup, it's going to be guys that are good. But nonetheless, I want to see him face Ohtani. Right. We already saw that.
Yeah.
So we don't need to see that again. We do need to see that again. That was a great matchup. They both won. So they need a rubber match, right? You got the strikeout and you got the home run. And so you need,
we need another sample set.
Yes, exactly. But you want to see him face the best guys. Everybody in baseball wants to see it. And let's hope there are no kind of shenanigans going on. Where he doesn't see it. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about next. I'm Jim Colony on The Fan Morning.
Hey, everybody. Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
It's been a 3-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports Podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. All right, we're making progress on the text line. So we're hoping, we're efforting.
I got a message from customer service, so maybe some progress.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll find. No, yeah. I mean, what do we got to lose? The ticket has been, whoops, wait a minute. Oh, wait. I've got some other insight. You just heard the text message coming in. But I'm not supposed to mention T-Mobile yet, right, until the 7 o'clock hour. Okay. But I've T-Mobile phone. Just thought I'd mention that. Wait, hang on. I'm texting Paul Alexander. I meant to confirm last night. I told him I'd confirm last night that he was coming on at 7:20, and then I realized I never sent him a text last night that said, you're coming on at 7:20 to talk about golf.
Uh-oh.
But I did hear from producer Matt. He has a suggestion, so we'll try that during the next one. But at any rate, the other thing I wanted to talk about, just getting up really early again. I get up early still a lot of time. I'm usually up by, I don't know, seems to wake up about at least by 5:30. And here's the other thing is that when the air conditioning is on, and you know, like a week ago, not long ago, we had to have the, you know, you had to have the air conditioning on or else it was just stifling. But all of a sudden, a couple of days ago, we realized, oh, it's not hot anymore and we can open the windows. Okay. What happens when you open the windows? And I left early today or yesterday and today, so I didn't experience this because I was already gone. But the birds. Okay, everybody loves birds. My wife loves birds. We got a bunch of birds in our backyard. You know, got a bunch of trees, got a bunch of birds. Mostly cardinals, an occasional blue jay. There's a finch that hangs out. A couple of years ago, we got an oriole that was there. And then, so Linda went out and bought an oriole feeder. And then the oriole hasn't been back since she had the oriole feeder. We got hummingbirds occasionally. And then trilling sparrows. The birds wake up at 4:45. And that's like an alarm clock. And they're loud, these birds. Kalish, you don't experience like, well, no, you're here early too, so you don't get the birds.
No, I don't. I've never heard birds when I can't say never, but like not enough to distract me from sleeping.
No, they're all over the place. And the other thing is, actually, my mother had a saying. She would describe, actually, some of my friends, like she would say, well, he's an odd duck. That's a phrase. Have you ever heard that phrase before?
Never.
He's an odd duck.
Never.
Which is self-explanatory. I don't know why it's a duck. It happens to be the subject or the analogy or whatever you want to call it that's used there. But yeah, he's an odd duck. And I wish I could remember which of my friends she said that about, but probably several of them. And she probably said that about me. But so we do not live, you know, we live in the Tony suburb of Gibsonia, Richland Township, but we don't live near a lake or a pond or any body of water. However, in our neighborhood, and we saw them again, are these two ducks. They're a couple. Because we saw the mallard, you know, the male duck, very pretty, and then the female, kind of plain, but they're a couple. So it is a couple of ducks, and one of our neighbors has a pool, and he was explaining to us, this is like a month or two ago, that early in the spring, because we're saying, what are these ducks doing here? Because there's no, that now it was really wet. Remember when it was really wet for a spell earlier in the spring, and so I can see, okay. You know, it's kind of wet here, so the ducks, I don't know, but whatever they're doing. And so they're just kind of waddling around. And then our neighbor, Tim, said that they actually would, this is before he uncovered his pool. So this is back in the spring. But there's water on top of the pool cover, and that the ducks, and it's blue, and the ducks apparently were attracted to the water on top of his pool cover. And so he did various things to try to scare them off. And then we didn't see him for a while. But then last week, all of a sudden, we saw the ducks again. And I don't know where they hang out. I don't even know what the closest actual, you know, Pine Creek. I don't think ducks hang out in Pine Creek. But I don't know what any other body of water is other than little areas that kind of flood from time to time. And there's extra water before it runs off. And there's some retention areas. But so these ducks that kind of came out of nowhere, now they're back, and I don't know where they hang out. I also don't know where the deer hang out during the day, because you see them driving in. Do you pass deer on the way in when you're on your way?
I posted on Twitter one time too. There was one with a large antlers on my
buck?
Front yard. Yeah.
Wow. See, the deer, they seem to, and I know where they are. And it is true, the deer crossing signs, that they're in a few spots I see. And they're actually, I've seen deer cross right there. I don't know why they always choose to cross there, but they maybe they're creatures of habit. But a lot of times, especially the young ones, it seems like they wait for you. It's like they play chicken, and especially on the back roads. But every one of us, and we're a family of four, and all four of us have either hit or been hit by a deer. Because a deer, when I didn't hit a deer hit me on Route 8, where it just came running across and boom, crashed into the front quarter panel. And the car was still drivable because I was on my way into work here. So, it's, you know, it's like 3:30, 4 in the morning. But I was able to make my way into work. But they seem to play chicken, and they just wait for you to just before you get there, and then boom, they go flying across the road. Bunnies do the same thing, and rabbits. My wife has declared war on rabbits, deer, and chipmunks, and to a lesser degree, squirrels, because they eat her plants, and she's got various concoctions that she sees on Pinterest and everything else that she uses to try to get rid of. And sometimes it seems like they work for a little while, but then after a few months, it just wears off. And the deer, and they just ignore it, and they start chomping away at the plants anyway. But man, I got really off track. Callis, have you ever met a furry?
Not one up and close.
Okay. Are you working tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to be here. Donnie's going to be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the hot dog eating contest, too.
It is? What time?
3:00 in the afternoon. Yeah.
And Andrew is ponying up money to the winner?
I think it's him. I just know that $500 is for the winner, and that makes me extra excited to compete.
That $500 for you guys, I mean, no offense. I don't know exactly how much you guys make, but $500 is a significant sum for you guys.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be a significant sum for me, but anyway, I digress a little bit here. There are going to be furries in the building tomorrow morning, because I talked to my good friend Larry Richard from the Big K Morning Show, and because I asked him, I said, "Are the furries coming in today at all?" And he said, "No," but apparently they're coming in tomorrow. And I remember meeting a couple of those guys, like in plain clothes. Yesterday, or not yesterday, like, I don't know, like 5 years ago, when they came in to be on their show. I don't think we had them on our show.
Somebody actually had them on a show, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago.
Maybe.
I remember.
But this is, do they bother you?
No.
Or do you really care?
No.
Because supposedly, and I'm always skeptical of this, when somebody from the, you know, the Pittsburgh Visitors Bureau, fine people, Chamber of Commerce, fine people, when they... Man, I sounded like Trump. I'm sure they're fine people, but I'm always skeptical of when they say bring in X amount of dollars. You know what I mean? Like the furries are coming into town, they take up all these hotel rooms, then they ruin them or whatever, but they bring in X million dollars. And I don't know how that happens. I've seen him walking around. I think I've taken a photo with a furry. My wife is just, they creep her out. But I think they're kind of funny. As long as they don't have anything to do with me personally in that regard, I don't care. You know, they don't bother me. But, you know, for example, the furries are here or going to be here, and the Pirates are home this weekend. So you've got, and the Cardinals are here. And it's a holiday weekend, and the Cardinal fans, they probably realize that, hey, Pittsburgh's a nicer place than St. Louis, so we'll just go up the rivers, and we'll hang out in Pittsburgh for a few days, and we'll be able to get tickets to watch, you know, to watch their team. There'll be a lot of visiting fans. You've got Cardinal fans, and you're going to have furries, and we're going to be overrun with these people. What if Cardinal fans are also furries?
Well, doesn't McCutcheon hit well when the furries are here? I mean,
I don't remember. Is that true?
He loves the furries, and he tweeted about it last year. It's like, I love furries.
Well, that's good news.
A bunch of people retweeted, it got a bunch of views, and then he hit well for whatever series they were in that that time.
Oh, well, now this is encouraging. We talked about the importance of this weekend, specifically the Mets should be beatable. You'd like to take 3 or 4 from them, I think, but... You know, but you got to take 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals.
Yes.
And you've got your, even though I think, I keep over talking Skeens probably, but I think everybody agrees, the Skeens is their most dynamic pitcher.
Yeah.
And Jarrett Jones has fallen off a little bit, but Keller's been really good. And Bailey Falter's been really good. But you've got Keller going tonight, and you've got a guy named, it's not Bob Gibson, but Kyle Gibson going for the Cardinals. And I guess he's okay, but he's okay. And Keller is really good. And so this is a, you know, you got to get off to a good start tonight. And so I don't know if the Furries, because it's only July 2nd. And I think the Furry Convention is like in a few days from now. But anyway, okay, that's enough of that. I'm going to talk a little bit of Penguins coming up next because I do know what I want to talk about. A colleague of ours, producer Matt, actually kind of making fun of me for saying, like, in the radio business, just to go inside here, there's a thing called the tease. Like you say, you want to tease people to say, hey, I've got a great observation about the Penguins that's going to be coming up next. That's a tease. But even a better tease, I thought, was when I said, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about next. So then you kind of have to tune in to find out what I was going to talk about. And I ended up talking about stuff I had no idea that I was going to talk about. But I am going to discuss the Penguins because it was a fairly active day for them yesterday. And they actually picked up a couple of recognizable names. Whether they'll be any good or not or help the Penguins, I don't know. I know the people that cover the team aren't real optimistic about they, you know, they've pretty much already written the Penguins off in terms of being a playoff contender next season, which is kind of interesting. So maybe it'll turn out the opposite. But there is something that I really wanted to happen and it didn't happen at the draft. It wasn't going to happen yesterday. That was free agency day. It still hasn't happened, still might happen, but something the Penguins I think really need to do. And I'll tell you what that is. That's a tease coming up next. I'm Jim Colony on the Fan Morning Show. Well, I lost my sheet. There it is. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. How about that? So here's another thing that happened. I need to, you know, just I'm just not used to this anymore, as you can tell by whatever I'm saying here on the air, But it's Colony, by the way. I'll be with you until 10 o'clock. And then Starkey and Zeiss will be here. No Pomp today. It's great hearing Pomp yesterday. And hearing those guys. And we might be making progress. I thought we had a breakthrough on the text line, the Edgar Snyder and Associates text line, but it was false hope. So you can still text us at 412-928-9370, but we won't be able to read it. So nobody will see it until Starkey gets in. But if we can't get in, maybe he can't get in either. There's a pretty good chance of that, I would think. And I don't know if he's even in today. Because there's a lot of people that are... This is like the day before the long weekend. And I didn't really examine the schedule all that closely.
Well, you'd be right. It says Starkey's off on the schedule.
So who's in? Just Paul?
It's just...
Just Zeiss?
Where is it? Let's see. Yeah, just Paul.
That's it. There's nobody else. If you look down the list, they have
nope.
No one else. Okay. Well, that'll be good.
You know, Paul's doing the morning show on the 4th of July, too, and I'll be there.
Oh,
with
he
him.
Is? I thought yeah. Hathorn was. Or is he Jeff?
I think they're together.
They're together?
Yeah. What a combination.
Yeah, I know. But why do I get like, well, I've got you, so I appreciate that. But why am I like left out here basically hanging by myself? Well, because I've got the talent. That's why.
If you could choose one person to host with, who would you?
In the morning?
Yeah. For the show.
Sid. I think he's probably busy. He's probably up at his lake.
Who did you say, Sid?
Sid. Yeah, Sidney Crosby. I have Sid come in.
I thought you meant, I was more of the host that exists now.
You mean somebody yeah. here?
Yes.
I wouldn't have a particular, but you know, I'll be upfront about this. I had said in the past, and when I first retired, I basically would work with anyone. Except Cook. And it's nothing about... It's nothing like I don't like Ron or anything.
Do you know he's mad at me?
Probably. Now he's going to be mad at me. But no, I just thought that Ron and I are the same age, the same kind of... We're not the same guy. We have different points of view. But I just didn't think it would be... Like, hosting a show with Starkey would be kind of fun. And we were supposed to do that. But things went awry. That five-alarm thing. And so we really weren't together as often as much as we should have been, you know. I've done shows with Jeff a lot, but I don't want to make Jeff do extra stuff. He does too much as it is, so I don't need to lean on him to, you know. I might have if he was around, I probably would have him on for a segment, but I don't want to make Jeff come in at, you know, 5 a.m. when he does so much other stuff around here, so. No, Mueller would be fun. Phil, I've never done a show with Filippone, So that I think that would be kind of fun. And then, you know, I did it with Doran yesterday. That was fun. And then I think Crowley would be a lot of fun. So that'd be fine with me. And then, you know, Donnie would be good. I'm trying to think. Producer Matt was, I think that would have been fun, or would be, because, you know, still may happen.
So pretty much everyone's fun.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's all I want to do. I'm just, the thing is about, and I experienced this in like real life when people, and, you know, again, I not to belabor this, but I do work at Pheasant Ridge, and I'm on the first tee on weekends a lot of times, and so you see me, and then people who recognize me will say, you know, they'll ask me what I thought of, you know, the Steelers schedule. What did I think of the Steelers draft? What about the Pirates? What about the, well, you know, so in other words, it's kind of like a roving, it's like a sports talk show, like it would be any place else. But I no longer, they'll say, well, they expect me to know stuff that they don't still. But I'm not a, you know, we label everybody an insider, even though none of us really were ever an insider. But they, but I don't have access and you know, I don't talk to people firsthand, ask questions to find stuff out like I used to. I'm a sports consumer, listening to this station, you know, reading periodicals online, whether it's the Post Gazette or the Athletic or any of the team websites, any of the social media sites. That's how I consume sports, the same way that everybody else does. So I don't know anymore. And in fact, I've often thought that even as a so-called expert, I never really knew more than anybody else. I mean, I kind of did, but not really. Well, it didn't make me smarter than other people, and or like a know-it-all compared to other people. Even though I did have access, there was stuff I knew. You know, every once in a while, there was stuff I knew that never made it out into the public. So, you know, stuff like that. I just consume it the same way everybody else does. So I don't have any inside information like maybe I used to have. So that's basically it. And I'm trying to think if I overlooked any of the other hosts that do stuff. I mean, well, Paul's going to be on here. We're going to talk about golf a lot, and I know that's a narrow subject for some people, but it is and it isn't, because there are so many more people that are out there playing golf now. It's ridiculous how when I first started doing this job on weekends, it was Saturday and Sunday. That was going to be the thing. Yeah, can you come in and do this? You know, we could use some help Saturday and Sunday. We want to get things started, keep things on time, keep things moving when it's busy. Okay. And then by the end of when I started doing this 2 years ago, probably by the end of the summer, it had turned into Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then last year it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then sometimes Thursdays. And now this week, I'm going to be working there tomorrow. And I know it's a Wednesday before a holiday weekend, but the place is packed, and it's not just our golf course; it's all the golf courses. And so I think it's, you know, golf is more of a, it's certainly more of a mainstream. It's not a country club thing anymore. And even if it ever was, but it's not, golf is not exclusive like it used to be. Now there are certain places here that are, you know, I have friends that belong to a few of those places that I can't afford to join, but they're nice enough to invite me every once in a while, except Oakmont. But you know, so golf is it's more of an everyman sport, if you don't want to call it a sport, that's fine. It's an activity, but a lot of people do it. So I think it's okay to devote a segment to that. Just real quick about the Penguins, and I'll get into the Penguins in more detail. But I had mentioned them, and so I'd better talk about them here before we get to fan weather from KDK. You know, what they did yesterday is, it's nothing to really get excited about, but look what they did last year. When Kyle Dubas brought in Riley Smith, I'm thinking, this is great. You know, you can put him, you can see, it doesn't matter whether he plays still, Malkin's line or Sid's line, wherever he was going to fit, he never fit anywhere. And, you know, the narrative is that he never wanted to be here to begin with, and I don't know. Maybe, I guess Pittsburgh is funny. A lot of my fraternity brothers, we have these reunions, and I keep mentioning Pittsburgh as a location. No one's real excited about coming here. And, you know, maybe that's it. Maybe people have a, you know, Pittsburgh's not the biggest metropolitan place, but we have, in terms of arts, in terms of entertainment, in terms of sports, we have everything that any city needs except for an NBA team. And we do have the University of Pittsburgh. Duquesne went to the NCAAs. Robert Morris has had ups and downs. But, you know, but except for big-time basketball, and at one time Pitt was big-time basketball, and hopefully they'll get back there at some time. Like I said, Duquesne made to the NCAAs. But Pittsburgh has everything you'd need. You don't need anything else, except for maybe the weather. And the weather's been kind of wonky this year too, even wonkier in terms of tornadoes. But I don't know why you wouldn't want to be here and to play on that team with the Penguins players. But apparently he never did. I mean, but to me that should have worked, and it was a name. I was excited about Ryan Graves. I'm thinking, all right, here's a big dude. You come in and he'll, you know, help, whether he's with Carlson or whether he's with Letang. It should work. Well, it didn't. And he's still here. And it should have worked, at least based on what I thought as somebody who had seen the guy play for other teams. Erik Karlsson should have worked. The power play should have worked. They got four Hall of Famers on the power play. It should work. It didn't. You know, Lars Eller did work. Okay, that was Lars Eller was he is a great component of a championship contending team. A guy's like Lars Eller, but that's what he is. He's a component where he gives you strength on the third, probably better the fourth line, but he did work. He did what he was supposed to do. He gets it. And then I thought Achari worked until he got hurt, and then obviously it didn't work. And then Nieto got hurt as well. He never really had a chance to see him at all. But then the guys they signed yesterday, Blake Lizotte, Anthony Beauvillier, and Matt Grzelcyk, maybe Grzelcyk will be, he'll be okay, but he's a third pairing defenseman. But here, he's probably going to be asked to be paired with Chris Letang. And maybe by all accounts, he didn't have a great season in Boston last year, but he's a guy you saw play for another team against the Penguins and probably play pretty well. And so you're like, oh, okay. You know, Blake Lizotte's a little dude, feisty, okay. You know, he might be all right. And then Anthony Beauvillier is one of those guys that I always thought, like, his name was like Mo Villiers. I don't know why, but Beauvillier just sounded like somebody's full name. And but he's a guy who, again, his play apparently has fallen off. He was with three teams last year, so obviously he bounced around like a pinball. But he was a guy who has played well against the Penguins in the past. But there's that phrase, in the past. You know, what's he going to do here? I don't know. But I did tease this. The one move that the Penguins need to make, and I wanted them to make it, and nothing against the guy personally, they need to get rid of Tristan Jarry. That's a trade that needs to be made. They don't need him. Ned is fine, and they need to give Blomqvist, I don't know if they need to give him the net, but he needs to come up to the NHL, because I think his talent is wasted in the American Hockey League, and that he and Ned would make a good solid combination. You know, is it a Stanley Cup winning combination? I don't know. I mean, a lot of people think Blomqvist is going to be real good, but we don't know that yet. But they don't need Jarry. For a guy who you know, for a time was leading the league in shutouts and then would have meltdowns on a fairly regular basis. He wasn't shutting somebody out. He's, you know, when you needed him to step up over the last few years, he just hasn't. He just hasn't. And then he played so poorly, like, what, two-thirds of the way through last year that he didn't even get a chance to play down the stretch, to play meaningful games. He didn't deserve to, but he's got a big contract, and I didn't like it when they, I didn't like the contract when they gave it to him, and apparently a lot of other teams don't like that contract now. But they ate, what, $1.5 million, I read, of Riley Smith's deal. If you have to eat a little bit of Jari's salary, find somebody to take him. There's got to be somebody out there that likes him. It's time to move on from him, and that would create more salary cap space, but, you know, what are they going to do with it? You know, and even talking about Sidney Crosby's contract extension is something that may not happen. That's a complete waste of breath. It's going to happen. I think everybody knows that. But you know, Sid, and I guess the only discussion that actually is relevant in that regard is how he finishes out his career, and if it turns into a Ray Bourque situation. Although Ray Bourque had never won a Stanley Cup in Boston, as Penguins fans know, because they beat the Bruins twice on their way to Cups. But if he gets traded to play with Nathan MacKinnon in Colorado when he's 39 years old, you know, maybe, I don't know. But as for now, there's worrying about, and the only thing I guess would be how much his extension or how much is the contract worth, because Sid loves that 8.7 thing. We'll talk golf handicaps a little bit later on, when Paul joins us. But the one thing that, and I creep on guys' handicaps, and Sid's handicap is not 8.7. I thought for sure that what he would do is he would try to massage his index so that his handicap is 8.7. And it's actually a little higher than that. At any rate, so coming up next, I kind of still have no idea what I'm going to talk about. Actually, I want to talk about the Olympics a little bit, because there's some local people are going to go to the Olympics. I think that's really cool. And talk specifically about a sport that you got to be a badass to do it. And it takes a lot of guts to do this particular sport, particularly at a high level. And it's an Olympic sport. I'll tell you what that is coming up next. I'm Jim Colony. But first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com.
Hey, everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3-3 mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Anime Ham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Anime Ham, your anime destination.
It's been a 3-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.